Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We're all working pretty hard, even though it's the dog days of summer here. Anne Mulledy among them. She's senior portfolio manager at Wells Fargo Advantage Funds. They've got $223 billion in assets under management. And she joins us on the Ring Central phone line from Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Anne, good to have you here on Bloomberg Radio.
Thanks, Carol.
Hey, so the environment right now, you say that the macro environment is stable, not booming, but stable.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Well, I think what we see is pockets of the economy which really are slow yet, and then other pockets where we do see some real strength, like the housing numbers that have come out, and even house prices moving up. So it seems like there are pockets that have grown better than expectations and seem sustainable.
Tie that into like the GDP report that we got today, a little bit better than initially forecast mm-hmm. for the second quarter.
Yep, I think that's where that's when we look at different segments of the market, you know, and the market seems to react pretty emotionally to these things, but you see headlines that come out and show things that haven't improved as well, and then others that have. And I think what people forget is something like the housing market really does spread across the broad economy more than people realize. You know, it's how many people get put back to work when houses are being built. How much more value or wealth creation do you as a consumer feel you have when your house prices have gone up? All the material that's used to build a house, even the waste that's used to build a house, that creates more jobs.
And let me just jump in for a second, because how important is the housing economy? I'm not being stupid. I mean, I know it's always been a very, very important factor to economic growth, but the financial crisis changed it a little bit. It wasn't as important as it was. Mm-hmm. Where are we today?
I think we're still in kind of the third or fourth inning, so not even quite halfway through a complete recovery. We had a lot of inventory on the market. In some areas, in some regions, there's virtually no inventory or very little inventory up for sale. So it depends on the region of the market. There's still a lot of room to go. There's still a lot of first-time home buyers that are having problems getting financing. And so we're not in full recovery mode, but I think what we've seen is it's been a sustained recovery, and we probably fell to levels that were way too low, just like we got to housing starts numbers that were too high in the boom. We came down and overcorrected to the downside, and now we're just kind of getting back to even keel more. But I wouldn't even say we're kind of at a normalized level. We're still below a normalized housing level.
So this thinking in terms of housing and the impact it has plays into why you think retail may be one of the biggest opportunities mm-hmm. in the market today.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've been reading a lot of things and hearing a lot of chatter about why some of the softline retailers or apparel retailers are doing so poorly versus why a Home Depot or a Lowe's may be doing very well. And they both reported last week and they had great numbers. The stocks reacted very positively. But the apparel retailers have acted very poorly. And yet I think those stocks are more attractive and have more upside. When you're buying a house or when you're selling a house, you're making improvements to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Lowe's and Home Depot have appreciated from that. But they've been given credit for that in their multiple. The apparel retailers, for some reason, the consumer really has slowed buying there. And, you know, there's some concerns about, is it secular? Is it because we're all going to the internet and shopping and buying clothes online? And that's one of the stories that I've been reading about. And that's been a story that's been out there for a long time. I don't think we saw a shift in the last 6 months.
And what I find interesting is some of the names that I think you're interested in at this point, they're not the names that we necessarily talk about every day when it comes to retail. Dick's mm-hmm. Sporting Goods is among right. them. Ann Taylor, which has, you know, seen its mm-hmm. share of problems. Nordstrom and Urban Outfitters. Mm-hmm. All of them, you know, if I look at the retail group overall, it is easily outpacing the S&P 500. These are not, though. Dix is up about 2%. Same story for Ann Taylor. Nordstrom, a gain of about 5%. Urban Outfitters is up this year, too, but it's definitely trailing the overall S&P 500.
Yep, that's the attraction for me. They're trailing the S&P 500 year-to-date. The PEs are lower than most of the retail sector.
What about the fundamentals, though? I mean, cheap PE is great.
You're right. That's a very key point, Carol. I think that's exactly what we should be looking at, is what drove the stocks down and why are fundamentals weak, which they are. That's why the stocks haven't performed. I think it has more to do with weather than it does the actual consumer not having the money to go out and spend there. And I don't think it's necessarily that there's been a huge shift, a secular shift, in the last 6 months that we're all going to Amazon to buy our clothes for work and our sporting goods and, you know, our teen and the teen retailers, the teens not shopping. I think there's still a reality that online businesses can exist with some of these traditional retailers, and there still are people like me and hopefully you that like to go feel the fabric, try on the clothes, and see what works.
We got to run. Ann, thank you so much. Ann Mulledy, Senior Portfolio Manager at Wells Fargo Advantage Funds, joining us on the Ring Central phone line from Wisconsin. You are listening to Taking Stock on this Thursday. This is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.